Lift our hands to the Most High and bless His holy name. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Praise Him for the salvation of your soul. Magnify His holy name that you are still alive this morning. Praise Him because you slept and you awoke. Not everybody who slept last night will stay awake today. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name because by special grace you are still in Him. Praise Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. We give you all your glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor.
Amen.
We give you all the glory.
We give you
honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor.
Ancient of Days, thank you. The one who has no beginning, who has no ending, thank you. The one who had known us before he formed us in the belly of our mommy, thank you. The one who made sure that we were not stillborn, thank you. The one who watched over us while we were infants and we didn't even know anything called danger, thank you. The one who has brought us thus far, thank you. The one who will be there for our tomorrow, thank you. For everything you've done for us, Lord, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And all over the world today, where your children are gathered together, listening to us, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people and say good morning. God bless you. And then you may please be seated. As at 7 a.m. this morning, we have a total of 14 children born during this special Holy Ghost service. And the two children born between last night and now are boys. So we have a total of 5 boys and 9 girls. I like the girls to shout praise the Lord. And let the boys shout hallelujah. Psalm 47, verse 1-3. Psalm 47, 1-3. I want to talk to you this morning very briefly on the secret of permanent victory. The secret of permanent victory. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He's a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Why did he ask you to clap your hands and shout? He said, because I will subdue the people under you. I've been teaching you now for years that nothing goes for nothing. It's nothing free at all. If salvation is free, it is because somebody paid for it. Jesus Christ paid for your salvation. That's why you have it for free. If divine healing and divine health is free, it is because somebody took the stripes that made you free, according to our special song for this special Holy Ghost services. If your freedom from Satan and all his forces is free, it is because somebody died, went to hell, and took the key from Satan. If your wealth is free, it is because somebody became poor that you might become rich. If there's anything that you can have for free, look closely. Somebody paid for it. And here in this passage, he's telling you the secret of dominion, the secret of how you can reign supreme over your enemies, the secret of how you can have your enemies as your footstool. He said, all you have to do is clap your hands and shout hallelujah. It has always been said that your attitude determines your altitude. If you are grateful, you will go high. If you are not grateful, even if you are rising, you will crash. Your gratitude determines your future. The elders, African elders, God bless them. They may not go to school, but they are very deep. Their philosophy is solid. They say when a hunter comes home from a successful hunting escapade and he begins to offer an offering, a thanksgiving offering, he's not doing it because of the animals he had already killed. He's doing it because of the animals that still remain in the forest. He knows that a grateful hunter will never go hunting and return home empty. They say, as our fathers, he said, when the child is grateful for what is done for him yesterday, he will receive more today. Our elders, they say that when somebody refuses to be grateful for what you have done for him or her, he is a robber. These are all African proverbs. But when you go through the scriptures, you will discover that ungrateful people never last long. They're never successful for long. I will just give you one example because of time. And that example is Samson. I've studied Samson. I have studied this young man, highly anointed, powerful. I mean, lions could not stand him. The army of a whole nation came for him. He scattered them, killed 1,000. The rest fled. Enemies surrounded him with the gates firmly shut. He uprooted the gate and carried it to the hilltop and said, labor before you bring it back. So I said, yeah, I know. His eyes was always looking at strange women. But I tried to find out what exactly is the main problem of this young man that he died before his days. That he ended up dancing for enemies, grinding corn in the prison of those people who used to fear him. You know what I found out? Samson never said thank you to God. In all his life, not a single time did he say, ah, glory to God. A lion came. You know the story, Judges 14. Verse 5 to 6, Judges 14, 5 to 6, attacked him. He took the lion, tore it into two. He did not say, thank you, God. In Judges 15, verses 14 and 15, Judges 15, 14 and 15, he had just killed 1,000 Philistines. What did he say? He just began to boast. Heap upon heap, with the jawbone of an ass, I have killed 1,000. Not a single word of say, thank you, Lord. Not once. Not once. There are many of us, we travel, we come back home safe, and we never said, thank you, Lord. If on the way, our tire punctured on high speed, and somehow the Almighty God managed to help us stop, we do not come out of the car and say, thank you, Jesus. We say, oh, international driver. We don't thank God before we eat. We don't thank God after we have eaten. We forget that there are millions who can't even find food. We forget that there are millions who have food who can't even eat. That's why you should be involved in hospital ministry. Go there and see wealthy people with all the food in the world at home, and they can't eat. Oh, you might not own a bank. You might be driving a second-hand car. But God have mercy. When they set the table for you, you devour the food. Because God has given you an appetite. Many of us forget that there are people who lived in air-conditioned homes, drive in air-conditioned cars. Their beds are water bed, electrically controlled. So it, when they want it to be hot, it is hot. When they want it to be cold, and they can't sleep. And you sleep on mats. And before you hit the ground, you are gone. And we just don't know how to say thank you. Some have legs, they can't walk. Some have hands that are useless. Some have mouths, they can't speak. Grateful people never last long. Do I hear somebody shout hallelujah to the Almighty God? On the other hand, grateful people just keep on soaring. Somebody said not too long ago, you come this year, you see what God is doing in the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Ah, God, this is great. By the time you return next year, I thought it was great last year. Now this is great. Come following year, what you call great last year becomes nothing. Why? Because our trademark is let somebody shout hallelujah. Someone said, the Redeemed Christian Church of God has arrived. I say, we haven't started. You haven't seen anything yet. Somebody came, looked at this auditorium, and said, oh Lord God Almighty, look right, look left, on Holy Ghost night, saw every seat already occupied. And then they show those who are in the old arena and say, you mean there is an overflow there? You have not seen anything yet. I will tell you when we have arrived. Because my daddy showed me years ago. And I told some of you. I have seen an auditorium the size of Ibadan. Where will you get land for that kind of thing? When the Almighty God told me in 1981 that he was going to build us a city, did I know where I would get the land? When he speaks, it is done. Let me tell you, your future will be all right. Let me take two examples quickly in the few minutes I have left. David. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 15 to 13. 2 Samuel 6, 15 to 23 rather. 15 to 23. This shepherd boy who became a king was dancing like a small boy. He danced so much his belly came out of his garment. The wife saw him and said, "Look at this fellow. Didn't he know he's a king?" He said to the wife, "The daughter of an ex-king." He said, "I know why I'm dancing. Your father never danced for God. That's why God took the throne from him and gave it to me. Because God knows that I have said, my heart is fixed within me. I will praise the Lord." Because God knew that I have said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. No wonder God said in Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Acts 13, verse 22. God said, "I have been searching. I have been seeking. Finally, I've found a man who will do all my will." That's why I brought him from the bush and made him a king. So if you see me joining our convention, wearing the robe, dancing year after year, because I've made up my mind, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let me hear you shout another hallelujah. Let me take another example. Solomon. Like father, like son. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 15. 2 Chronicles 1, 6 to 15. This boy looked at himself. "Oh God, how can I be king? My father is an adulterer. My mother an adulteress. An adulteress of the worst type, the one who caused the death of her husband. The two of them combined, they produce me. And now you made me king?" He said, "I don't understand you, God. But one thing I will do, I will show you how grateful I can be." That's why he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. He just kept on saying, "Thank you." The priest looked at him and said, "Your Majesty, nobody has ever offered more than 7 burnt offerings before." He said, "Those are those people, not me. My case is different. My case is different." When it's time to praise God, you can remain rigid. Right? Because God hasn't really done any major thing for you. If God didn't call you, who else will he call? You are the big one. And when I was studying Solomon, and I got to that, the fact that, hey, this is the boy. How can God make this fellow king? It's not even the son of the first wife. You know what God said to me? "Are you the son of the first wife?" I said, "No more questions. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Then what happened to Solomon? Not only did God make him unique, not only did God bless him beyond measure, not only did a time come when in his kingdom silver became like stones. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 21 to 24. 1 Kings 4, 21 to 24 says, enemies brought him gifts every year. Why? Because God subdued them under him. Do you know Solomon never fought a single battle throughout his reign? The enemies heard about him and they say, we submit. The Bible says he had peace all round. Peace all round. His victory is perpetual. His victory is permanent. There's one fellow here today, apart from myself, whose victory will be permanent. That fellow is somebody who will become an incurable praiser. Always praising God. Always glorifying him. Everywhere. I attended a world conference of some big, big people. I just went as a small pastor. And the convener of the meeting, we've never met before. And it's a gathering of the big, big ones all over the world. He walked straight to me and said, you must be Pastor Adeboye. I said, yes, sir. How do you know? Because we've never met. He said, they told me, anywhere you go with your tambourine. They identified me with my instrument of praise. I will bless the Lord all the days of my life. His praise shall continually be where? Let me close. Gratitude is not by word of mouth alone. It's not your mouth alone that should praise God. Your life must praise him. In Genesis chapter 39, from verse 1 to 9, Genesis 39, verse 1 to 9, Joseph was taken to Egypt as a slave. And if you know the situation of slaves in those days, oh, it could be horrible. He arrived in the house of his master. It wasn't long before the God of glory shone in his life. And that man handed over everything to him, because everything he touched prospered. And he became absolutely the controller of everything in the house. The Bible said that it was Joseph who even decided how much food the master can eat. Then the wife of the master came to him and said, young man, you're not only successful, you're handsome. I would love to have some time with you. What was it Joseph said? How can I do this thing and offend against God? Grateful people are always holy people. They stay away from sin because they don't want to offend God. Stand on your feet. Before you pray, before you thank him, in case there's anyone at all, you never can tell. In case there's anyone at all that God has preserved, God has been so great, so good to you, so wonderful to you, and yet you are still living in sin, that you want to surrender your life to him this morning, I will ask you to come very quickly. We don't have time to waste. To come to him, he will receive you. He will be merciful unto you. Well, the rest of us, while anybody like that may come forward, why don't you just lift your voice to the Almighty God and just bless him? Praise him. Praise him for all he has done for you. It's by his grace that you can speak. It's by his grace that you can still walk around. It's by his grace that you are not in prison for an offense you did not commit. Oh, that's why the Bible says all those who have breath to praise God. It's by his grace you are breathing. It's by his grace that you are breathing. Praise him. Magnify his holy name. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, those of you who are coming for salvation, hurry up. Hurry up. Praise him. Grateful people are always perpetually victorious. Ungrateful people don't last long. Praise him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. He is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Gratitude is the secret of permanent, perpetual victory. Don't be a robber. Praise him. He's been good to you. Praise him for what he's done in the past, and he will do more for you in the future. Praise him. And one day you'll be able to say, I thought I had arrived, but now I know I've not even started. Praise him. Give him all glory. Give him all honor. Give him all adoration. And those of you who have come forward for salvation, talk to Jesus. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to please save your soul. Ask him to please include you in the family of God today. Call on him for your salvation, and he will save your soul. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we are grateful. We are grateful for the salvation of our souls. We are grateful for your word. And we are grateful for these people who have come forward this morning to surrender their lives to you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Save the souls of these people. Let your precious blood wash them clean. Write their names in the book of life. And please, Lord, anytime they call on you from now, please answer them by fire. And let them serve you till the end. As for your children who have been praising you today, let their victories last forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have come forward, congratulations. If you follow somebody to your left, they will take you to where they will collect the information I need from you, your names, your address, and your prayer request. God bless you. Please follow them. And I can assure you I'll be praying for you. Congratulations. You can begin to go. Congratulations. You are the last bit of the harvest. Congratulations. Thank you, Jesus. And now, just one more time, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Let us go ahead, clap, clap, give God the clap of victory this morning.